Thanks for listening to Resume on Podcast One.
Here I'm walking through a field and I'm thinking about a girl just a few years younger than me that was stabbed to death.
There are 120,000 unsolved murder cases in America, and each one is called a cold case.
She said, "I think my dad could be responsible. I think he killed them."
These are some of those rare cases.
Cold Case Files, the podcast. Don't miss a moment. Subscribe now on the Podcast One app, Apple Podcasts, or at PodcastOne.com. And don't forget to watch or DVR Cold Case Files, the TV show, every Thursday at 10 on A&E.
And it's Water Cooler, episode number 79.
79.
That's right, 79, Gary.
Cool.
79.
Thank you so much for listening to the Water Cooler. Once again, this is the sideshow of Resume. We're hanging out with my Corolla Digital buds. We drink some beers, hang out, whatever. And we are so excited to be hanging out once again. Best part of the week. And with me, I got the usual crew. Matt Fondelier's in the house.
Yeah, yeah. What up, Detroit?
Oh, what up? Why Detroit? Yeah. Why Detroit?
McClure's.
Have you ever been to Detroit?
Does it matter?
McClure's.
No, I guess it doesn't.
Well, I'm from Detroit. Of course I've been there.
Yeah. Yes, he is. You didn't know that?
All right. Well, so they...
Semi-racial.
We grew up down the street in Kid Rock.
So we have a guy repping Detroit really hard. Kalen Bean's in the house.
What's up, guys?
What's up? Oh, and Kalen, he wasn't here last week, but he has an updated fry list.
Thank God.
Updated.
Finally got to
the corrected fry list. Came around a few weeks ago.
So we're going to go over that in a little bit.
Good.
Gary Smith is here.
What's up?
What's up? Ooh, he's engaged. And, I don't know, it's still news, right? No. Nick Davis, the real Nick Davis, is here.
Go, Pat, go.
Go, Pat, go. And Mike Dawson is in the building.
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it.
That's right.
I'm about to lose control.
Do you like it?
I think I like it. Yeah.
All right, and you can hear it. I can hear it in his voice. My name's Chris Luxemana, and... big ups to Laura Lee for catering today's water cooler.
She got
us some Habit Burger.
Thank you, Laura Lee.
And thank you,
she
Chris.
She got that whole email chain, by the way.
Oh, yeah. She did?
I thought the thank you, Laura Lee's were funny. She forwarded it to her at the end.
Yeah, we
did. Yeah, she approve of our orders?
In. She did.
Okay, good.
Oh, nice. And then also, she provided the beer of the week, Bison Belgian Triple Tramp.
Fantastic.
Tramp Triple. I don't know. Trappel.
Trappel.
Is it really Trappel?
I think so.
All right. I don't know what that means.
Like
but...
Chappelle.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is quite strong, quite delicious, and we're using the sub from Hopsy to distribute the beer. All right, guys. We hung out a lot. Kinda.
A little too much. A little too much.
Yeah, we've
been seeing a little much of you guys.
For those who don't know, we had the Seattle bar crawl.
Said the guy who's spending 4th of July weekend with a staff member.
Yeah.
We had a Seattle bar crawl this past weekend.
Kalen is the best of all of you.
I'll agree to that.
Yeah, I'll ask for that too. Yeah, we all get that.
We're all in agreement on that one. That's fine.
So we all went to Seattle. We kind of went I traveled in a different way than you guys. I drove up to Seattle. Well, you guys flew, and I, to be honest, I really didn't get to talk to you guys as much as I wanted to, or as much as I'm used to, because I was kind of running all over the place. I had to play the show. I had to get set up. I had to leave the bar crawl for a little bit.
Didn't even get to go to the second bar.
No, I didn't even go to the second bar. And
which was really a blessing.
That was a good one.
Yeah, second bar was awesome.
I know.
Yeah. Me and Dylan were rocking the cornhole, undefeated.
Really?
There was also a bags game.
And also, you know, there are just so many people there that, you know, it's hard to make my way over to you guys, so.
Listen, when we go to those bar crawls, though, we're not there to hang out with each other. We're there to hang out with the fans. So the truth is.
Just kidding.
I didn't really hang out with much of any of you guys.
Yeah.
True.
Mm-hmm. But it was really great meeting a lot of the listeners of this show. I got barked at so many times, and I really appreciate everybody. And also in Fresno, too, when I went to Fresno before Seattle. A lot of Resume and Water Cooler fans as well and listeners. So
that's just any Resume fans.
I was going to say, anyone coming up and giving you kudos on the Dominatrix you interviewed, or was it mostly Wolf Wolf?
That bank robber episode won't die. Heard that about?
Just saying, it's all there.
Come on, Chris.
Please don't divide my show.
You're the one who divided Sideshow boy.
Sideshow boy. Anyway, yeah, so just it was really great meeting everybody. Guy gave me McClure pickles.
Not one really? Person barked at me, and I want to say thank you.
Did you get
growled at?
I got growled at a couple times.
All right, there you go. So, let's talk a little bit about Seattle and the bar crawl. It was really fun. We went to three different bars. The first bar, Queen Anne Beer Hall. It's a German-style, I guess not pub, beer hall. I guess that's what it is. And
a beer garden.
Beer garden, yeah, with a little dots over the one of the letters. Mm-hmm. The
umlauts.
Umlauts. Umlauts. Mm-hmm. And
umlaut trap.
It's either beer or Scandinavian metal when those are involved.
Umlauts, ba-do-ba-dots, ba-do-ba-dots.
Yep. All right, Weird Al, yep. Let's shut the fuck up.
There are two dots.
Umlauts, there are two dots.
Ba-do-ba-dots.
All right, Weird Al.
Yeah, yeah.
Two
dots. You get, Matt?
That's great. That's
I like the German-style bars where they're just open, you have the bench seating.
Sure.
Yeah.
It was
just
fun.
Everybody
wearing name tags?
Oh, the name tags are money,
mm-hmm. Which is great because
are they?
I think
drove
they are.
Me fucking insane.
Why? I love the name
because
tags
because they were all fucked up.
Who cares?
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know. It was
did you put Gary on yours?
Mine was fine. I put Gary, but,
okay. I just
but one of the
nice
girls
memory.
I was talking to for most of the night was named Megan, and it was spelled M-A-G-E-N, and
yeah,
I couldn't fucking. I was obsessing over it.
I
it was distracting
that.
The fuck out of me.
I was Captain Chaos.
I am over it now, but
yeah.
You guys
want
to talk about
so
it?
It doesn't matter.
I just liked it. Yeah.
No, Nick, please.
No,
I insist.
All right.
Somebody talk.
I just like the name tags because. You never had to offend someone. You talked to a ton of people.
Right.
You could talk to them once and then say their name again the next time.
That's and they're like, yeah, fine. Man, it's great to meet you. Ryan.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Listen, Ryan,
even without that pause sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes.
I like them for that purpose, but let's put someone who knows how to spell names in charge next time.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that's fine. Nick basically covers the idea that I have, but essentially I like the name tags because it lets you know who's in the group. You instantly know that person, even if they don't necessarily know who Corolla is, because there were people with name tags who were just there as tag-alongs, you at least knew that they were in the group.
You got to turn your mic up a little bit.
How about now?
Thank you.
There we go.
Split the difference.
Sure.
Yeah.
How about now? There we go.
Thank you.
We'll edit this out. Not. All right.
That's all I have to say about name tags.
Yeah. I don't know. I agree. I wore mine all night, so we're
I took mine off when we went on stage. I wasn't going to wear a name tag on stage.
I wore mine on stage. And it was a really great bar crawl, as I said. Really they did a nice cheers at the beginning. Dawson had a rule.
I took mine off at the end of the night, right when a fan came out. I was standing outside and he was like, "Fuck are the buses?" I was like, "I really don't know."
Oh no.
Very sorry. I shoved it in my back pocket.
Yeah. Well, luckily the bars are still pretty close to each other. I'm bummed I missed the buses because me and Dawson had to go set up, and the buses are usually my favorite part of these things.
On the first from bar one to bar two on the bus I was on, Ray grabbed a hot mic and started doing stand up.
Oh boy!
I was with Ray on the
second bus.
It was terrible. It was very much akin to the Real Peterman bus tour from Seinfeld. Ray was like trying to tell stories about himself that no one had asked him to tell.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Some of the fans seemed to be enjoying it, but I was just sitting there confused and mortified that this was allowed.
That's part of the thing.
It
I
is.
Mean,
Ray being Ray is part of what was advertised.
Right.
Totally.
And there's a microphone on the button. Yeah. It's talking through a PA, right? Yeah. You can't
you be disappointed can't if he didn't get on that thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. And he sure was, Ray. I actually have a video that was emailed to me of Ray taking the the second bar. I wasn't there, but the cornhole bags.
Yep.
And he threw them up, and they were all lined up, so they were just falling back to back into a Jenga set on the other side of the
giant
yard.
Jenga set.
The oversized Jenga set where people were actually playing, and he knocked them all down.
Just ruining the game.
And then he cheered for himself. Like he accomplished something great.
Wow. It was a nice shot, and he was
like his fourth shot. Let's be real. He threw a couple of those fuckers around. And,
then that's their fault. That's the Jenga player's fault. They should have known.
And he was trying to block him.
That's when you put up a human shield.
Yeah. He was discussing it later. He's like, they acted like I was the devil. It's like just rebuild it. Like, it's Jenga at a bar. Like, they people were very upset about it.
That's an interesting attitude for him to have. I'd love to know what he would do if I came into the middle of a golf round of his and hit one of his balls.
I find those very different situations.
I feel him, though. You're at a bar drinking, playing Jenga.
Look, it's just when you're not...
Over.
When you're,
well, it's like you can't ever really be winning at Jenga. You only ever just lose.
Guess what?
So it's
no
like...
one lost, but you're still all losers playing Jenga at the bar. Start over.
It's just when... I think it's one of those things where you don't expect it to happen to you, and then when it does, and people are kind of looking to see your reaction, you get kind of bummed out. Like one time in high school, I was walking down the quad, and I got a sandwich thrown at my face. And I look like to the right, and there's a picnic table of some of the older kids, and they're just laughing. Like, I don't think they were, maybe they weren't aiming for me, they're aiming for someone else, and it hit the wrong guy.
No.
And so, I'm pretty sure that, you know.
I mean, I wasn't there,
they're
but.
Aiming for one of the, they're aiming for one of the nerds, you know? Yeah, they actually hit me, so.
Chris, you were walking by yourself.
No, you know, there's, yeah, but there are a lot of people walking
across.
Let's
be honest, so. If they were aiming for anyone else, it would have gone over your head.
Oh, no, I don't know. But look, you don't know the trajectory of a sandwich. It's a little tough. It's not like throwing a baseball. So anyway,
the physics of sandwiches.
What kind
of
sandwich was it?
Yeah, there's aerodynamics
involved. But there was mayo in it.
The thickness of bread, the amount of holes in the bread, how much lunch meat. Lunch meat adds weight.
Mm-hmm.
And weight can add to velocity, but also drag. So there's the aerodynamics of sandwiches is a whole... It's a whole science. You know, my friend was in the program over at Berkeley. That's why I know a lot about it.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's
anyway,
all true.
That's a whole.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. I don't want to.
That's
I don't
a whole other show.
And then you get into sub sandwiches.
Oh, my God. Don't even. And the torpedo effect. Right.
The torpedo effect of sub sandwiches.
Right. Right. We have a joke about the hoagie. I'll tell you later.
Oh,
It's good.
Yeah, now we. It's a clean show. Anyway, so I get pelted in the face by this sandwich, and I look over and all these guys are laughing, and I don't know how to react. Like, I mean, I guess it's kind of funny because they made to hit one of those nerds, but at the same time, it's like I'm not going to laugh along with them. I just got hit in the face with a sandwich, but I don't want to be like the, oh, you guys suck. Like, why did you do that?
Sure.
So yeah, I just looked at him, felt really sad, and walked away.
Depending on how it ended up, you should have just bent down, picked that motherfucker up, and took a bite out of it.
You would have been a legend.
Thanks for the sandwich,
motherfucker. You would have been a legend.
Same thought.
Yeah. I was,
they'd be like 6 years from then. They'd be going, "Man, you remember that time?
We thought we clowned him. We thought we clowned him.
He had mayonnaise on his cheek, man. It was fucking awesome.
He took his finger, he wiped the mayonnaise, licked it,
picked it up. He looked at you, and he gave you the point. Said, "I see you," with the two finger point, eye to eye.
You know,
they took a bite of the sandwich. Man, that was a day.
Oh, I've been a legend. You know, sometimes you look back and you think, oh, high school, if I would have known what I know now,
mm-hmm.
the things you'd have done differently.
Oh,
I've
I'd
never
be
felt,
dead.
I've never felt more, that feeling more than right now. I should have done that differently. How my life would have changed.
Wish that
how my life
I
would
knew
have changed.
What I knew now.
Yeah. Oh, well. But anyway, so when things happen to you and you don't expect it to, and then you have to react, you just get kind of bummed out over, like, laughing along with it sometimes. Mm-hmm.
That'd be a cool premise of a movie that somebody...
It's called Big.
...gets to go back, just gets to go back on all these little...
Never been kissed.
Just weird moments that are non-consequential, but every moment in this person's life... Are there movies that they go back?
You guys are going the wrong way around, though. You're going young to adult. He's talking about going adult to young.
Well, big.
Like, you're an adult, but you get to flash back as a kid.
Big
your
is
adult
young to
mind
old.
In
they
the
switch,
kid's
don't
body.
They?
Yeah,
they switch from young to old.
And you're getting bullied by
an
someone
adult.
At the school.
Yeah.
But
all
as a
of a
sudden,
he becomes an adult. All right. He's
talking
about being an adult.
Your 40-year-old self.
Let's play it right now.
He's controlling your 11-year-old body.
You guys are
going to be ruling.
You guys are going to be my internal monologue. I'm going to take you through actual things that happened to me in high school, and I want you to tell me how I should have handled it.
Mm.
All right,
ready?
This is a new segment?
No, yeah. it's just for now.
Sounds like a good segment.
All right.
Well, God, that dude's hot.
Freshman year.
Yeah.
I'm young.
Saw him in the shower, too.
Brand new in high school. And,
yeah, freshman
one of the,
year says all
one of
that.
The cool senior kids comes up to me. He's like, "Hey, you want to make some money?" And I'm like, "Yeah, why?" He's like, "I got something for you." Opens up his backpack. Porno magazines. It's like, "Can you sell these for me?" What do you do? What do I do? I mean, I'm brand new in high school. I mean, I could probably make some cool friends, make some cash on the side. Obviously, I have to cut him in on it, right?
Here's what you do.
I'm sure you never get laid if you don't out. That's the skeezy dude who sells porno.
You look up the
backpack of porn. He gives it to me. And I'm new. I don't know. I didn't know porn.
How far into the school year is it?
You look up at the guy. You look down at the porno mags.
Pretty new.
You look back up at the guy slowly as you take a short comb out of your back pocket. You run it through your hair. Slick it back. You put it back in. You look back at the guy and go, no thanks. And then you walk away.
See, I did that wrong.
I say you take the mags, stash them in your house, put some makeup on the next day, maybe a little black guy, say, I got mugs. Sorry, man, they're gone. Wow. That way you just got a bunch of porno mags.
You got
this is back when porn was not available. Oh you just came up on some porn. Yeah.
All right. And it's so trash because you got a lot of mags.
I want,
are they the same mags? Many copies of the same?
No, they're different. It was a variety pack.
If he's running a good racket,
actually, when people like on the load and they're like, oh, Chris has mags, then they're going to become, hey, I heard you got one.
Just incorporating slowly running a comb through your hair. And then I'm with you.
Dawson, I was going to say, Dawson, I think we should amend your movie idea that you just came up with. It's not about the 40-year-old man going becoming a kid again. You just send Kalen back to live as a kid and let him make all the decisions.
Yeah.
Because already I've got one more backpack full of porn than I had as a child thanks to his thing.
Yeah, you're up.
You're welcome.
So I'm on my way.
I would have had an extra sandwich in my life too, right?
Lifetime. Sandwich. You're winning.
What else do you need?
But see, the black eye thing is a little weak. I think what you do is the black eye part of it.
We didn't say who attacked him.
The black eye portion of it.
The black guy is only in one of the pornos.
I don't know why he's emphasized that. I just didn't hear him.
It's mostly white people.
I think what you do is you take the backpack of porn, you take one or two of the mags out of there, you go to the front office of the school, and you say that he tried to sell them to you. That way he gets bounced out of school. And you got a corner on the porno market.
Then you're a narc, dude.
I can't be a narc. You're crazy.
You can't cheat teach that early.
You'll be blacklisted for the rest of his high school career.
Gary's telling me to be a narc.
My problem with Kalen's theory, it's like pretty good, but if he's any type of real porno kingpin, he doesn't give a fuck how Kalen lost that. Kalen owes him the value of that porn.
So what do you do then? Do you leverage? Do you leverage yourself as like the porn mag king?
If you're trying to make money versus just have entertainment for the next few years,
so you're
at the very least you're getting what you need for a long time.
Right. I know there wasn't exactly you porn back then, but it was still you could still. I was never interested in porn mags. Like I was never like this is like cool. You could get on like Whitehouse.com. Anybody?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
But you're talking about being from.
Don't shake your head, Matt.
You're talking about being from
White House.
Is the most genius porno site of all
time. White House's website is whitehouse.gov. Some fucking entrepreneur bought whitehouse.com.
In like 96.
Oh, really? It might have been 92. It was fucking early.
That's still
pretty brilliant.
I don't know if it's still a thing.
Well, I guess I could check it out.
You have a computer. I'm literally staring at it right now.
Yeah.
Whitehouse.com.
Do a little bit of searching here.
Gotcha. Kalen, go check out whitehouse.com. I want to see some calves.
It's nothing anymore.
All right. Might be expensive to get to.
Someone bring it back.
Yeah. All right. What I did do was I took the pornos, brought them to a couple of my friends. Like, hey guys, got some pornos in here. You want to buy them off me? And they're like, no, you idiot. I gave them back to the guy. I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Game got too real.
Got too real. Felt too dirty. I didn't want to do it. Like, what am I doing? Like, I'm walking around with an extra backpack full of porn, trying to sell it to dudes.
Yeah.
I'd rather be getting hit in the face with a sandwich.
That was
being 14. Cool is not worth it.
Yeah. That's probably why. Yeah, it was that guy who hit me in the with the sandwich,
that
too.
That is quite a predicament, though. I'm
going to go back to my own thing.
I would
still just run a comb through my hair.
I think that would have worked.
No.
I'm with Dawson.
That was the move. Dawson is correct.
Or maybe you say something cool like, find another sucker. Mm-hmm. Sucker. You know?
That's also a strong possibility.
Pretty good.
That's what it's.
Yeah.
I'm going to lean to that one.
All right, next one.
You could combine them.
It's winter formal. You know, it's like the formal dance before prom.
It's not quite homecoming.
Not quite homecoming, but it's actually pretty big. Like, you have to dress up. You still have to get the corsage, take the photos, do all that. I'm going with the girl that I've had a crush on forever. Not forever, for like a year. But in high school, that's forever.
Sure.
And I got her to go with me. She said, yes. Mm. I go. We go. And I'm on cloud nine. I'm going with the girl of my dreams. And we're going. And she seems a little standoffish. We're dancing. She's not really making eye contact. Kind of, you know, kind of just ignoring me a little bit. And I'm like, oh, what? That's weird. She's not usually like this. Because we actually got to know each other pretty well. And then my one of my best friends comes up to me and says, hey, we need to talk.
She had another date.
And it's like, what's going on? We've kind of been secretly seeing each other. I just want to let you know that.
Oh.
What do you do?
Who is this? I told it.
This is a good friend of yours.
Yeah,
you bow out gracefully and go home and beat off and fucking wipe your tears all over your pillow.
I kind of. Were you close? Very close to what I did.
And don't well, where wipe was the his cum girl on at? Your pillow though.
That maybe was his girl.
He
was,
no, yeah, but he was he brought another date too. But I don't really. Or no,
that's just fucking awkward because then you're both feeling you weird about that. It.
Yeah. We're not swingers.
If it's really a close friend of yours, and you know what we know now, you bail out gracefully.
That's right.
Exactly.
Maybe have a conversation with him later about giving you a heads up before you guys actually got in the fucking limo.
I disagree.
Yeah, do you have a shank on you at the time?
Here's what you do.
No shakes.
Here's what you
do. They checked him at the door.
What color hair does this girl have?
Brown.
Right. Brown, okay.
Fucking hair.
Kind of don't love so, the hair in high school.
Well, I just wanted
had
to know.
Had I known.
You pull out a comb.
Unfortunately, there's no like cool names for brown-haired chicks. You know?
Brunette.
You can call a redhead. Hey, red. You can call blonde. Noted. Blondie. Hey, look, blondie. Wasn't interested anyway. And then you take a comb out of your back pocket.
Wow, he's still on this. Jesus.
I was kidding.
You run it through your hair. You point at both of them. Give them a two-finger point. Go, you kids have fun. And then you walk away.
That's good.
Man, high school has been so much better.
Yeah.
Knowing what Dawson knows.
Yeah. It does seem like kind of a dick move. There's from one, your good friend to have you go through all this and buy the tux and do the limo and do the photos.
See, but you can be
a little
this?
Retribution here.
No, that's why I said later you take him out.
More than just, hey, give me a heads up next time. Like,
no, fine. Later you take him out and you fucking make your feelings known. But not right there in that moment.
No, you cut the brake line in their limo.
Yeah.
Of course.
Now, what I did do was we all went back to my date's house because that was the plan. Our whole prom group went back there, or formal group. And and she was in the bedroom with my buddy. And I was like, you know, I'm gonna take a step outside. And I drove to a park, and I slept and cried in my car.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
That didn't work out either. Man, high school sucked.
Damn, man.
I didn't mean to bring it down. I just thought it was a funny story. It's so random. But, those are probably, like, the just two examples. So we don't have to keep playing this game. It's making me sad.
And that was reliving Chris's saddest moments.
Yeah, life's great. Dude, like,
pass the beer.
Chill, man. Brought you here to this moment right now.
Yeah, and you've grown because, I don't know, like, I've known you for 2 years now, and you're fucking cool, Chris. Like, I wouldn't have thought you were
you cool
in high school. Straight up.
I'd eat that sandwich off the floor. I'd comb my hair. I'll comb my hair.
No. Seriously.
I figured it all out.
All you need is a comb. Everything's cooler. And a switchblade. If you got a switchblade.
Hey, you know what's better? Switchblade comb.
Oh.
Be careful which side you're using.
By the way.
Either way. Yes,
do they really make those?
Those are absolutely a thing. My nephew has one. Like,
your nephew has one?
No, yo, he's dumbass. From Detroit. It's not a fucking combination. It's
You can't stab someone with it.
All right, no more 11% here, Morley.
How old?
Jesus fucking Christ.
It's show yet.
What time did we start this?
A knife with a comb?
It's literally been like 25 minutes.
Question of clarification. Not
even through round one of what we were supposed to
talk
about.
We still have to do the fry debate. Isn't
that supposed to happen? We do have a great fry debate.
In the movie Big, they switch bodies,
Jesus
right?
Jesus Christ, we're going back to this?
Switching bodies is already completely
missing. He grows. They don't switch bodies. He grows. He becomes an adult. But he doesn't talk to his, the other kid.
Yeah,
like,
his best friend. And they do the handshake.
Oh,
and
it's his best friend. Right. It's not a different, okay. It's not a body switch.
When the little kid wakes up in the adult's body, he's scared. He doesn't know who to turn to. So he goes back to his friend's house.
Right.
And his friend has this creepy older dude at his house, and he has to try to convince him that he is the little friend. That's when they do the handshake. That's when cinema changed forever.
And this was so glad Caitlin explaining Nick Way's reference was wrong.
You've been thinking about it for a while now.
I just wrote down big.
That could have been anything.
Nick's notes is just one page that says the word big on it. But finally got to it. Oh, it really is.
I didn't know
it's the truth then.
100% true.
Yeah, you know what I would do is I'd go back in time, get a guy who was looking for people to hire. I'd bring him to present, and I'd say, "Let me show you how much better the world got with ZipRecruiter."
Damn,
that's right. Yeah, I'd let him know. ZipRecruiter, he could post his job over to 100+ job sites, and then I explain to him what a job site is with just one click, and I've explained to him what a click is. But after that, it's easy schmeasy.
You would have to explain the click.
Yeah, because ZipRecruiter is different than other job sites. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. That's right. You just sit back and let ZipRecruiter get a bunch of candidates for you.
Candidates.
Over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. Qualified candidate. That's right. Not just any candidate. This one's qualified. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Simply screen, rate, and manage candidates. All in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. Way easier to use than easy to say. Mm-hmm. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Right now, listeners of this show can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/interview. That's ZipRecruiter.com/interview. One more time, try for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/interview. All right, Kalen, it's your moment.
All right.
I've been waiting for this day for so long.
I feel like there
long.
Should be some theme music. Something triumphant.
Yeah. If you start talking about a comb, I'm going to throw something at you.
Yeah. Sorry, I deleted Taps off my computer, so I have no more music.
Okay, that's good.
So for people who haven't been tuning in, we have to set this up a little bit better, Chris.
Yeah, you're right.
We don't get new listeners.
I don't
listeners.
Do that.
We don't get new listeners.
Yeah, we do.
No, everyone all right,
welcome,
already listened.
Welcome to the show, new listeners. So 2 weeks ago.
If you want to understand this, go to 77.
Yeah, that's right.
Boom, done.
We'll talk to you in an hour and a half.
Hit pause.
2 weeks ago.
Catch up.
Is
that a pun?
I like it.
That's a good pun.
That's a good pun. 2 weeks ago, there's a list on the internet. Top, 18 fries?
18.
This is a bullshit infographic.
Yeah, it's an infographic. And this company called the Food Republic rated fries number 118.
Food Republic.
Yeah. And
well, let's be fair. A person actually wrote it.
Yeah, a lot of controversy.
Idiot.
Number one, they said waffle fries.
It could easily have been a group of idiots.
Number 18 was smiley face fries, and they just went through the
Which
whole gamut.
And they did not put home fries on
no
the
home
list.
Fries.
No home fries.
They did have curly fries. They had steak fries that were way too high because steak fries are not that good.
No, they're not.
I love steak fries.
Too much potato.
Too much potato. Not enough fry.
You're incorrect. Not enough fry. Exactly.
We'll get into this.
Exactly. Yeah, this is all right, going
but
down.
Anyway,
wrap it up.
Anyway, it was.
There was a fucking list of fries. Move it on. Kayla, go. Like, how detailed do we need to be? Walter Cronkite over here. Fucking listen to 77 if you want more. Kayla, take it away.
All right. Now, this list started. At 18 fries.
Okay.
The
okay.
list is now at 12 fries.
Yes!
Oh, already a massive improvement.
I already like this.
So
I like
this move. Some stipulations. Right. First of all, tater tots. You're not a french fry. You're a tater tot. Know
Thank
your
you.
Goddamn place and get off my list.
GTFO! Oh, wow, I love it. All right. Woo.
This might be my favorite segment ever in water cooler.
Second,
coming out strong.
Cheese fries, chili fries, garlic fries. They're not different styles of fries. They're toppings you put on french fries.
Absolutely.
So get off my list.
Wow.
And for the off my list.
For the duration of the other french fries being ranked, the only allowed topping on all of them is salt.
Yeah,
salt
okay.
is the allowed topping, nothing else.
Sure. Go. So, yeah. So what does that do to like seasoned curly fries?
They're just curly fries with salt on them.
Okay. There you go. All right.
I can't argue.
Controversial, but we're going to let it go. This is the bean scale. Yeah, I love it.
All right.
Three, smiley fries. Just get out of here.
Yeah,
nobody knows what a smiley fry is.
What are you smiling about?
Yeah,
that's got to be some Midwest shit or something that we just don't understand.
They definitely had them at my high school. It was a one day a week they had the smiley face thing. It was
school cafeteria food, so not really french fry.
But,
I think the phone agrees.
They also, in my cafeteria, they had French boat pizza or something like that. Yeah, I don't count that as a pizza.
And it was horrible because it was all fry. battered.
All right, last stipulation, potato tornado. I don't know what the fuck you are. You need a stick to hold all this together. You're definitely not French fries. I know that for sure. You're getting off the list.
GTF. I love that. His list starts off with deletions.
Yeah.
That's right.
All
right.
Okay.
So we're starting with one and we're going to 12.
Whoa. Yeah, you got to count us backwards. You can't give us the number one.
We all
right
know
off
the French fries already, so we all know them.
Kalen wants to do it this way.
All right.
This isn't a debate.
I want beans on a roll here.
And once I hear who number one is, I don't care.
Dazzle tune out.
All right.
Well, present it however you had it planned,
that's right.
Kalen.
You got it.
Number one.
For those listening, Kalen has a PowerPoint. This is like really professional. All right, go ahead.
The number one French fry is the classic French fry.
Oh.
I don't need all your fancy, stupid shit. Mm. I just want a regular French fry. All the different things you can do with French fries, all the different cheese fries, the chili fries, the garlic fries, the truffle fries, putting them on burgers, putting them in sandwiches. Hands down, just the classic French fry is best for that.
Who makes a classic French fry?
McDonald's, In-N-Out.
That cuts. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
All right.
What you think
number
of when
one
you
French
think
fry,
fry
is everyone. All right.
Because it's the best. Everyone knows
that.
It's not about brand.
It's about style. Yeah,
there's a reason why that's also popular.
Okay.
Listen, if you said who made curly fries, we'd say Jack in the Box. Just who sells regular fries, and I think the answer is everyone.
Okay. Right. I dig it.
Remember,
these
are fries with just salt on them.
I understand.
But then there's a stipulation of what else you can do with the fry. So two is going to be controversial, but I don't care.
It's not me, actually. I apologize. It was his.
No, mine was down.
It was a vibrate number. Guys, number two's coming.
Whatever,
I can't wait.
Whatever,
number two
dude.
Is the shoestring French fry.
Oh!
So it's just a thinner version.
A thinner version. You can get a little bit more of a handful in there.
Sure.
Or just the individual if you want to go.
This is 100% correct.
So far, so good.
I might swap those two.
I love a shoestring fry. Shoestring fries are amazing.
Real strong.
Yeah.
Three is the waffle fry. The waffle fry is a fun, good.
Oh my god!
Strong answer.
I haven't had a lot of them, but I know that it's a winner.
Okay.
I expressed last time this came up. I personally believe the waffle fry is the best fry. You put it in the top three, so I will.
It's easy to fuck up.
Sit back down.
All right. It's easy to fuck up.
Matt just took
a
comb to his hair.
It's amazing.
And walked away.
Yeah.
Now, I had to do a bit of research on four to see, like, what it really was. And I had it a little bit farther down at first.
Top five, and you didn't know what it was.
But number four is the Belgian fries.
Okay, now,
the Belgian fries are the fries you typically get if you go to, like, a French fry stand like they have in Venice.
So they're like waffle fries, but they're pretty thick.
But they're pretty well made. They're not too thick, but they're like long, big French fries.
Doss, when you're in Amsterdam,
ones that you
get
a big stack
no.
of in like a stand.
Do you see the people walking around with like a giant cup of French fries?
It's like a cone.
No. It's like a bouquet. I brought my presentation.
so you guys can see.
I'll go with those.
I like those too. Belgian fries. I'll eat those.
It would appear they have a little bit of skin on the end.
Yeah. So far, this list is right on.
They're good. Number five is the curly fry.
Okay.
I love a good curly fry. All right.
Especially
with the added toppings that can go on it.
Curly fries are great.
Initially, I had these two combined into one. Mm-hmm. So it was going to be 11, but I thought a little bit more, and I did decide to separate them.
These clearly each need their own time to discuss.
It was reaches because I thought they were pretty much the same, but I decided they can be a little different. So number six and number seven. Number six.
Dawson thought he was going to tune out. He's at the edge of his seat right now.
I'm here.
Dawson is so alert. I love it.
Number six is the steak fry. Number seven, the potato wedge.
Ooh.
Now, there's not a whole lot of different with the steak fry and the potato wedge.
You're absolutely wrong, Matt.
Potato wedge, I believe.
Is a mini fucking steak fry.
If I'm not mistaken, the potato wedge would have skin all along the back of it in like a crescent shape.
Yeah, they're totally different things.
So that part of it is thinner at the top, it's thicker at the bottom.
That's essentially what a steak fries are. If you go to a restaurant and get steak fries, you got the potato skin on the bottom, and it's doing the triangle.
Steak fries are what you get. A steak fry looks like that. Google steak fries. A steak fry looks like that. You guys don't know what you're talking about. A steak fry is a steak fry.
A
steak fry is what you get like at a short order diner.
Google?
Steak fries.
See, that's the picture that made me separate
steak
them.
Fry.
I separated them because that's not quite the potato wedge, but it's very close to
the
potato wedge.
That's not a steak fry either. No.
Well,
steak
fries are going to fucking Google right
steak
now.
Steak fries are what you get at like the short order diner. where you get, they're just extra large fries, but there's nothing else special about them. There's no
this
skin.
This upsets me now.
There's no, they're kind of soggy.
I got to tell you that the fries that you are talking about are, they can be number five steak fries.
The photo you look,
Google Mastro's steak
my
fries.
My thought was curly. Mastro's. Six is steak.
Where are you going to go to find what a real steak fry is besides the steakhouse, Donald?
No.
I guess. Yeah, that makes sense.
This is what a steak fry looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
Dawson has a
We're
photo.
We're going to have to put a lot of pictures
God,
up
man,
on.
We, this is terrible steak fry. But it's like a lighter skin fry that's fatty.
Dawson, let me see what you're talking about. That's exactly what I'm picturing.
That's a steak fry.
Yes. In the frozen section at the supermarket, that's a steak fry.
They look like a fish steak.
But at a steakhouse, if you order a steak fry, that's what you're getting. You're getting a potato wedge that's like fucking basically
just
like a
call
slice
them
of
potato
apple.
Wedges. They're not steak
that's right.
fries.
I'm
that
with
has
Dawson
a name. It's called a steak
one.
Fry. It's printed on the bag. Steak fry.
On the bag. Yes.
All right, everybody, tweet us what you think a steak fry is and tweet it to
hashtag steak fry.
Dawson, you're
arguing
as hard as
your argument is what made me separate them because they were going to be the same and this was one of the images on Google.
Right.
That is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Correct? So I separated them and I put it at five because those motherfuckers are definitely better than potato wedges.
You put it at six.
If you go to like
at six,
and
you're right.
That is my
right.
biggest
if
problem.
If you go to a
with
deli,
potato wedges, those steak fries potato. Suck.
If you go to a deli,
the
there's worse.
Both of
there's
those
definitely
kinds
worse.
Of steak fries suck.
Matt, what happens if you go to a deli?
You get the exact kind of fries that Dawson's talking about that I would also call steak fry.
Mm-hmm.
You can. That's like the standard fry. If you're not going to get shoestring fries, if you go to like Jerry's Deli,
again,
you're
all over the salt on it, Kaylin, still too much potato.
The fries you
Red
got
Robin
at Hamburger Habit
steak fries.
Are closer to steak fries than those
no
things
chance.
Are.
It Listen, depends. Let's leave it up to the people. I think that's a great idea. Tweet us your pictures.
What do you think a steak fry
What's
is?
What's a steak fry?
Because everybody has it in their head what they think a steak fry
exactly.
is. So
the real winner here today is potatoes.
Stock of potatoes just went through the
Someone
area.
At Russet is just running through the halls right now going, we got the water cooler!
Someone's barking at me.
Big ups, Idaho.
All right, Ken.
This is halfway through the list.
Debate,
the controversy continues
to go on. Number eight, again, switch to another one at the last minute, is the cottage fry, which is much like the home fry. It's essentially a home fry.
I need a visual.
Yeah, I'm with you. Cottage fries, home
this
fries.
This is not even an accurate representation.
I've never said the word cottage fry
right
in my
here.
Life.
It's nice. It's chippy. It's like a chip. It's like a thick chip.
You get them with
like a
breakfast.
Thick chip.
Oh, like I think that place.
Okay,
yeah.
A round, thick chip.
Oh, I like those.
Chip.
Oh, I've had those.
When you go to a restaurant and they're like, we make our own potato chips here. That's what you're talking about.
No.
They have
They're thicker than chips.
It's more like a French fry. Like you would get it at like a breakfast joint. Like
instead of like hash browns, sometimes they do the home fry.
All right.
Yeah. Instead of doing the strips of potato, they're like sliced.
Yeah.
But they're sliced like thick, like half inch, and then
they're
deep
good.
Fried.
They're good. All right.
At number nine, we got the crinkle cut. You know,
all
not
right.
the best, okay. not the
it's
worst.
It's
whatever, nothing. You know.
Crinkle cut makes me think of freezer bag.
Those are frozen.
Like when you're
those
a kid,
are frozen fries.
Sure, nothing wrong with that. Fries
okay.
All right, number 10 are the chips, the British French fries.
Yeah.
I am British, and those
love
fries
them.
Fucking suck.
Oh no, dude, love them. Fucking drown them in salt and vinegar.
Exactly. You're putting vinegar on them. You're putting
to.
Vinegar on them. You're only allowed to put salt on these,
okay.
and that is way too
I
much
like
potato with those. But
wait,
when you drown the vinegar, they're delicious
what?
With some fish. They're
fish
good,
and chips.
But only salt. Too potatoey. Too bland. No bueno.
Right, what is the benefit of the crinkle cut? Is it do they does it like hold ketchup better? That's
probably.
It. It's just.
I mean, when have you seen a
is
crinkle
it
cut
grip?
Outside of like frozen food section?
Have you ever had a problem with grip?
Man, if only I could hold on to these fries longer.
That sounds like a bad product infomercial.
I can't hold on these fries.
These fries, crinkle cut, now with better grip. Every time I think of a crinkle cut, they're soggy as F. Like, you never get a good crispy crinkle cut, right?
Thanks to crinkle cut, I never drop a fry.
And Max thanks you, too.
All right. Yeah, so, two left.
Just a shape.
Two left on the list. Coming in at second to last is the sweet potato fry.
Yeah.
I'm not down with the sweet potato fries. They're fucking gross. I got to drown them in ketchup
like
just to make them.
Why is
terrible.
Second
like
to last?
Another win for the regular old potato.
It's not even a. It's not a. It's not a fucking potato.
It should
potato.
Either be on the list and be proud of it,
not
or not on the list at all.
A fucking potato.
It's still a potato.
He made enough cuts still, that I'm all right with this.
Yeah.
This is very.
It was.
In vogue
it was
right
almost
now.
On the chopping block, but
very
still
in vogue
a potato. Still
I refuse
fries,
to bow
fun.
To the trends, man. I'm sorry. I'm going to stand up for fucking French fries.
How long has sweet potato fries like been in the game?
That's a yam. That's a yam.
Seven years. Like right around when we started working here was when I started seeing them everywhere.
And I think it's on the way out. Right?
I don't think it's
on the way out.
I think
it could be a squash for all we know.
What's number 12?
Number 12 is the puffed fries.
What?
Exactly.
Nobody
knows
what that
means.
He wanted that so bad.
They seem to be a thing. Just we'll get a little visual here. I was like, "What the hell is this?"
Google puff fries.
And I've never had them, so it's not fair. But this is what they look like. They're like puffed up French fries, almost like very airy on the inside.
That.
So
yeah,
that's all right.
All right. Yeah, this could have been a top 10 list.
I love that. I cut the ones that needed to be cut. I kept the ones in that were questionable.
It would have taken the last two.
All right.
That list, flickable.
And that's what's in the fryer?
Yeah, that's in the fryer. Good. Great. Kaylin, I love the definitive fry list. Thank you for clearing that up for the
I really
world.
Enjoyed that's how good. You started off with just telling certain French fries to go fuck themselves.
Well, they aren't French fries now, are
so
they?
You're telling me Tom Hanks did not go into that child's body?
Well, he did, but it's all right. Different story.
You know those fries with like the little batter things over it, like the little like bubbly fried stuff. You know they're like almost extra crispy. Mm-hmm. So I was talking to Andrew, who used to work here. Everyone knows him from my Will Andrew Eat It, and he was trying to explain to me what that was. He's like, I love fries except for the ones with the bubbles. And then he explained it was those ones, and then he proceeded to explain to me that they ruined his birthday. He went to a restaurant. They had those fries, and he's like, my birthday was instantly ruined.
Wow, that's
awesome. All it takes.
Kids like got that.
That's true. Yeah. That's true, though.
I do love those fries, though. And you know what else I love? Blue Apron. I love cooking with Blue Apron.
Oh, boy.
Just get that box of ingredients right to your door.
I love blue things, and I love aprons.
Oh, then so let me – you got to hear about this. Blue Apron. Now with better grip.
Now –
you just get this box of really incredible ingredients, high quality, and it's affordable, just less than $10 a person a meal. They deliver these seasonal recipes, and the ingredients are pre-portioned, so you're not buying too much stuff, and you get to make delicious home-cooked meals. And they have a variety of new recipes every week, so you don't get bored. The recipes aren't repeated within a year, so you're always trying something new, and it's very flexible. Just go online. You can customize your recipes each week based on your preferences. And, They cater to you, pardon the pun, but it's all customized to your needs and your likes, and it's so easy, and it's really fun to cook. Like you get to try things in the kitchen that you didn't know how to do before, or you didn't realize that could work, like cooking in this way. So check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping. Just go to blueapron.com/resume. That's the name of the show.
You should use Resume.
Or Resume.
It'll get you the same deal.
Either one. We're giving you two codes, guys. Either one works. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/resume.
Do you like blue things?
Yeah.
Do you like aprons?
Yeah.
Well, then this is for you.
Yeah. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. All right, guys. I do have to talk about this thing that happened to me in Seattle. Dawson was there.
What happened?
We went to an Irish pub after the bar crawl. Yeah, we kept the party going. And Dawson and I went, and they karaoke. And it was fun. Like we didn't sing, but because I think it was already pretty packed and it was already really late. But this one lady, you know how like the DJ goes up, KJ, I guess, right? The KJ goes up and she sings a song every once in a while. So she decides to not close it up, but be second to last. So she sings a song, and she picks.
Were you just using Japanese words to explain things to us?
No.
Is that a K? What is it?
KJ, karaoke jockey.
KJ.
That's a
thing. I thought it was a Japanese word that had to do with karaoke or something.
Karaoke sounds Japanese, that word. Is that word Japanese?
I think it is, isn't it?
It might be.
I don't know. Sounds okay, Japanese. Whatever. All right, sorry.
Anyway,
KJ, yeah. Karaoke jockey. Interesting.
I don't know. It's just weird. Like,
you
she
can just
goes,
call him a host and she, save a lot of syllables.
Usually when you do karaoke, I get bummed out when somebody picks a song that
sucks.
Sucks is fine if people know it. But don't pick a song that nobody knows. It's weird. Like you want the people pleaser. So this chick, the KJ, picks this like B-side ballad that I've never heard of, and nobody's heard of, and she proceeds to belt it out, and this guy, like her friend, is filming her. Do you remember this? Like,
no.
And so
it was the fourth bar.
It was the fourth bar. Yeah, the 10th hole, right? 19th hole. Damn it. I play half games.
Sort of works.
All right. And
not really, but I was trying to help.
Yeah, but we were hanging out. We're just talking, and she comes up to us during the bridge, and she shushes us. Like, she came up, it's like, oh, no, no, and then comes up, and then puts her head, like, in between all of us, and puts her finger to her nose, like, shh, I'm singing, and then goes back out there. And I hit the nerve!
To her nose?
She was also, like, the host for the evening?
So, you're saying I was there.
You were, my Dawson was there.
And you're telling me he actually shushed for the rest of that song.
Yeah.
Being super drunk.
Yeah, finger to the nose.
Lips.
Lips. What did
That's interesting.
Well, she did the nose. She did
finger
the whole
to the nose implies she's got allergies.
The last 32 years, that was how you do it? Was
no,
the nose?
No.
And then she continued to die. No, stop. Not.
Anyway, so I'm like kind of, I'm upset now. Like, who?
Sure.
I'm upset right now.
How did she shush us?
Lead singer of Lotsy.
No, I did think it. And so she proceeds to sing the song, and then she hits, like, the high note in the end of the bridge, and the guy filming her starts crying. He starts weeping.
Oh,
this is the most
boy.
Beautiful thing wow. he's ever seen.
Wow.
And at that moment, I realized, all right, this is for you guys. Like, I get it. I get it. She finishes the song, takes her bow. There's only, like, 10 people in the bar, and we were 8 of them. And he takes her bow.
She's this asshole, the person on stage?
Yeah, really.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah, and I was like, the nerve!
Yeah.
Made me not want to sing anymore. And anyway, so she goes, and then I just think, oh, like, this is her thing, though. This is, like, she practices this all week to go and do this song. Like, she had it down, like, you could tell.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, I get it now, right. So... takes big man to admit he was wrong.
You were not wrong.
Yeah.
Not
wrong.
And you're not a big man, so.
Chris, this is that same moment where you pick
you're
that
very
sandwich.
Mediocre size.
Yeah. Pick that sandwich up off the floor. You take
Chris's
a bite. You look him right
again.
In the eye.
You
do the two
hair.
Finger point. Yep. You run
a
comb through your hair.
Yep.
Come on.
Yeah, I need.
Haven't you learned anything over the last? God, how long have we been here for?
Yeah, I need a. I need to really rethink my life, and I need you guys in my brain more.
All right.
I need you guys to tell me what to do in my life.
Right.
Well, the problem is by the time you decided to go out and start partying after the show, we had all been partying for 6 hours, so I don't think it ever occurred to me and Matt to go out with you guys. I mean, I would have loved to, but I was pretty fucking done. We went back to the hotel. And
I was even
drink.
Still going, and
Kaylin,
it was too much for me.
You're 25, Kaylin. I was speaking for me and Matt. It's not,
Kaylin,
I don't think
you and
Matt were, like, turning in at that point. I can tell you guys were both still going.
Kaylin was still going, like, physically. Well, because...
that pretty much goes for everyone but me and Matt.
Yeah, because I remember I took...
Nick
I took,
was gone by the third
I
one.
I took
you
the Uber ride.
Look at his face.
I had a full Uber XL taking us back to the hotel. Kaylin was sitting front middle.
Screaming about the NBA, her
top of his lungs. You guys don't understand. Lakers are gonna be awesome. I'm a Laker fan now. I don't care. I'm a bandwagon fan, which means I'm a Laker fan now. I love the Lakers. They're gonna be good. They're gonna get LeBron. While this Uber driver is just like putting his hand in his head, like, oh my god, please.
What choices have I
like,
made?
Like pedal to the metal. Like, let's get this dude out of here.
I blocked he
out was
just
sad
set.
They don't have a team anymore.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to hear about basketball. Yeah. And
big supersonics.
And I'm just staying shocked. I'm like, oh, there goes my Uber rating. I know I have a good one. And Kaylin is ruining it for me right before my eyes.
You straight up should have said that. Be like, this is my account. I'm really sorry for my friend. Please
oh, I always
give
do that.
Five.
Chris, I'm like, wait.
I've had the same thing with Randy and his brother and Gary on many a weekend where it's my Uber account. And anything that is outrageous that's going to be said is not going to happen at the bar when we get there.
Absolutely not.
It's going to happen in those Uber rides. 10 times out of 10 are always more fun than when you actually get to the bar.
Yeah, and specifically,
in the meantime, my Uber rating has just gone.
Maybe it's
completely.
Just us weirdos, but specifically the Uber on the way there is where you really got to worry.
Because yeah.
Everyone's had about 2 drinks and is just loose enough to say the shit that may be on their mind and not think about the fact that there's a stranger in this car.
Yes, and depending if the driver is in our age range, it's probably not going to come up. But if the driver is significantly older, usually there's going to be a little bit more chaos in the car.
Yeah.
Some more inappropriate talk's going to be flown around for sure.
Yeah, I'm always like really, really self-conscious about it. It's like to the point where like Jen will want it to take an Uber, and we're only about literally less than a mile away. It's like half mile, but it's cold. She's like, let's just take an Uber. I don't want to walk. So I always, we get out of the Uber. We take it. It's like a 3-4 minute ride. We get out, and I have to fake limp just to prove to him like we needed this. So I get out, and I'm like limping out of the car, like something's wrong with my foot, and it's very embarrassing to Jennifer. But you know, she did this to herself. And you know what else she should do to herself is hunker down and watch that show Alone on History. Oh, yeah. That show is good. And what, Gary? Gary agrees. Alone on History. That's right. It's different this season. Back for fourth new season. What?
I actually don't know what he's... I'm just laughing because he's like having...
Gary's just getting really giddy because he loves this show. And he like he's been waiting for me to talk about this. So Alone, it's on History. It's different this season, though. It's a new twist because they're teammates that know each other. That's right. Married couples, brothers, sisters. They already know each other. There's no small talk at the beginning. It goes right into the relationship. Do I have something on my face? Do you have mayo on my face?
This
is all. This is all
too real.
Take a
bite of the sandwich.
But anyway,
just completely...
so they battle the elements, yeah. And I kind of know how they feel right now. Like it's a you're handling predators, extreme weather, it's crazy. And the thing is, they get 5 items each. They have to find each other. They have to meet up, and then whoever lasts the longest gets some nice coin, $500,000.
Dang.
That's some coin, man.
That's some nice coin. So please watch this show. It's on History. Thursday nights, 9 p.m., 8 Central. And, yeah, please enjoy the show. That's, once again, Alone on History. Now, before we get out of here, got to get some plugs in. And I want to thank everybody once again for coming out to the bar crawl, to Fresno, Sequoia Brewing Company, and just hanging out with all you guys. Cause
Thank you.
I try to reiterate this every time. Like, we wouldn't be able to do that without you guys. We wouldn't even be able to be in here talking and hanging out with all of you guys if it wasn't for you. I'm taking the time to listen. And so we love you guys. We love you coming out. We love you saying hi, barking, and we appreciate it. And we're happy to be in your lives as much as you are in ours. So now before you get out of here, we got some suggestions for you, so we're going to get our plugs in, and we're going to start over to my left. You guys don't know that, but Matt is on my left. Matt, yeah, where can we go for you?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter at Matt Fondelier, and my suggestion of the week, something I watched on the flight home, extremely hungover, coming back from Seattle, Lego Batman movie.
Ooh.
Oh, my God, it was so good.
Really?
I effing loved it. I really did.
Lego Batman. Yeah. I love how Kalen did the food and Matt's doing the movies.
Yep, that's true. We switched it up this week.
Yeah.
I loved it. I think if you like Batman movies, it's a Batman movie that makes fun of Batman movies while also being a good Batman movie.
Will Arnett.
Yes, Arnett, Michael Cera, Zach Galifianakis, all the voice acting was hilarious. So that, I enjoyed it.
He was the highlight in the Lego movie, Batman.
Yeah, absolutely. And having seen the original Lego movie, I thought it was okay. I didn't love it. It doesn't matter if you saw it or not. This is its own thing. So
really?
Yep.
All right. I definitely will check that out.
You should. And Dossie, Jesus, congratulations on the cigarette catch. Toss and catch.
I was like, stop doing that, but then he hit it. I was like, okay, that was sick.
Caleb, good go for you.
Oh, don't worry about me.
We won't, but thank you for that frat list. And finally putting that to bed, to rest. Gary, where can you go for you?
Check out Mike Dawson and the Smoking Kills and Loxie. They were both great. That was one thing we didn't talk about that much in this episode of Water Cooler, but you guys both killed it.
Oh, thank
great
you.
Great job. Mm-hmm. Chris, and can't you watch the live stream, the last Corolla Drinks live feed? Because there was also a lot of Seattle talk on there.
Yeah.
Is that link just active?
It's on Facebook.
Adam's Facebook.
Because a bunch of us, I mean, I speak for myself. Oh, fuck you. Come on, man.
The Corolla Drinks after
trying
show is what you're talking
about.
Get
some love to Corolla Drinks over here.
Yeah.
No, I just yawned. That was the end of a yawn. I'm sorry. That was no reaction to anything you were saying. Okay. I realized it sounded like that. It wasn't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, just check out that Cruel Drinks after show, because second season's back. I know I should have put this in my own plugs. It's my own fucking fault, but I'm just saying. Reminded me. We did a lot of Seattle talk on that, too.
All right. Yeah, I was there. It was great. Nick, where you go for you?
Another Bachelor podcast. I mean, this season's been great. I've really enjoyed watching The Bachelor, and I'd like to you guys to take the journey with me.
Yeah. You don't even have to watch a Bachelor to enjoy the show.
That was what I wanted to say. Joe on the bar crawl. There were a couple, another Bachelor podcast listeners on the bar crawl. Joe specifically was like, I have never seen an episode in my life. I love it. And yeah. I was like, that's awesome.
True. I've seen only one episode in my life, and I love it. And I listened to him before I watched that episode. So I know you don't have to watch it to enjoy the show. Das, where could you go for yet?
Go to Seattle. Seattle, I love you guys. Thank you so much. And for all of the 15 hours we were there, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it was really, I thought it was really rad.
Yeah, it totally was.
And for me, please check out whatever we're doing. Matt's doing, he didn't mention it, but he's doing a Store and Scale Rewind show.
Just fucked his plug up royally this week.
Yeah. Can we start Lego over? Batman.
Can we just do this whole episode over?
That would be good. No. And also be on the lookout for episode 80 of The Water Cooler next week. I'll plug next week's episode.
80. Jerry. It's Jerry Rice's number, dude.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for listening.
I've been waiting for a number of somebody I know because you keep, you know. I'm like, all right, this is the Jerry Rice show next week, everybody.
Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah, so tune in next week for the Jerry Rice episode. We love you guys. We're out.